Since the attacks began more than 3 weeks ago, the shooter has killed 10 people and wounded 3 others. Some of the fatal attacks in Montgomery County, Maryland, occurred near the neighborhood of Aspen Hill. It's known for its immigrant population, about a third of the residents, and its small and affordable homes. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports that some in the community wonder if the sniper might actually live among them.
Earl Harvey is having his hair trimmed at the barber shop in the Aspen Hill Shopping Center.
Well, normally it's like any community, you know, you get your hair cut, you go to the supermarket, you go to the store, but now we're on edge, you know, people don't go out as much, business is down. Nothing is normal around here anymore.
Revenues at the barber shop are down by half, says Soka Chan, a native of Cambodia and an Aspen Hill hairdresser for the past 12 years.
Since that happened, after 6 o'clock when it's dark, nobody want to come out. It's been really slow, close to half of normal time.
Of the dozen people in the barber shop, reading, washing hair, trimming beards, and chatting, only one is white. The 2000 census showed in numbers what is obvious here. The community boasts large populations of Africans and Asians, as well as Latinos of all races. Aspen Hill, the barbershop patrons say, served as a kind of foothold into the first world for many immigrants. And they live together happily under normal circumstances, says Soo Sun, a native of Korea.
I live here almost 20 years. Everything was good, but since the last couple of weeks, everybody is scared of each other.
Earl Harvey agrees. When so many of the shootings happen in your neighborhood, you start to wonder about the people next door.
It's so hard to tell about this guy, but he's been around this neighborhood so much. I mean, it's very hard to tell about what character, what motivates him, where he lives. But I think he has a comfort level right around this here. There is a comfort level.
It's unclear whether police think the shooter may be from another country. Montgomery County Police Chief Charles Moose is now specifically urging immigrants to come forward with any tips they might have and not to worry about their legal status. But it may be hard to convince Aspen Hill's Latino community to come forward. Many seem to know about the two Hispanic men arrested at a gas station phone booth in Virginia. Although they had nothing to do with the sniper murders, they're now under deportation proceedings. Maria Rivas cleans the building at an apartment complex just around the corner from the latest killing. She's from El Salvador and has been here 5 years, though doesn't speak any English.
We're all frightened by what's going on. It's creepy. Today, I even went to drop off my kids at school because it scared me to let them go wait for the bus. It's so close to where they killed that man.
Apart from the actual shooting scenes, residents are now keenly aware of another feature of their community, the beautiful tracts of woods. Hank Heller unrolls a large-scale map of Aspen Hill. He's lived here for more than 30 years. For the last 16, he served as one of the community's representatives to the Maryland House of Delegates. As he points to the schools and parks on the map, you can tell his hand helped shape Aspen Hill.
Where there were creeks, we put parks. We saved the stream valleys for the environment. Even back then, we bought into that national trend of putting schools next to parks. It's quiet.
Heller says it's exasperating that families can't even walk past the woods these days without trembling. He wonders if Aspen Hill, with its woods and streams for kids to catch frogs in, good schools and jobs close by, is also home to a serial killer. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Aspen Hill, Maryland.